Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I'm coming to you today from the home base back in DFW, back in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you've been listening to the program the past few weeks, you know that my wife and son and I, we've been bumping around the country across this great nation of ours in what we call the RV bunker. This, if you're new to the program, we bought the RV on the very last day of 2019, and it proved to be a very good thing with everything we went through in 2020. It gave us a refuge, essentially, and we did a lot of travels around Texas, and we finally busted loose of the gravitational pull of the great state of Texas and made it all the way over to the East Coast. Went through seven new states for my son, anyhow. And stayed in and visited a good number of state and national parks. Of course, took in the National Mall in Washington, D.C., saw the Capitol, and so on. Just a wonderful experience over about 4 weeks. And we literally got back into town just yesterday. So we've been leveraging our financial freedom that we've built through residential real estate investing to allow us to do that very thing for such a long period of time. We've got a few obligations. We'll be in town for a while. Amongst other things, of course, Halloween. Big on my four-year-old's radar right now. Now, it's interesting, too. I'll tell you, as we traveled, we did stay overnight in various RV parks, state parks, like I mentioned, national parks, and we had the opportunity to talk to a lot of people across the nation, essentially, at least across that seven-state swath that we cut going east and then heading back west. And I'm going to start the program in this first segment with a message, just a takeaway I have from there. And then we're going to get on to what is essentially calling it an October grab bag. I want to answer a few sundry questions, things that I've seen come up or had cause to think about over the past 4 weeks. One question is, do you have a voice? Do you have a voice locally or maybe even nationally? We're going to address that. Number two, will health insurance premiums stop you? Stop you from becoming real estate retired, from becoming financially free? Some people have that concern. I heard that voiced just a couple of days ago, in fact, and I want to take up that very question. And of course, hey, it's October. Property tax bills are coming out. In fact, we got back just yesterday, and one of my tasks was to hit the P.O. box, see what kind of stacks of junk we got. And we got stacks of junk, people trying to buy my houses and other things. And a few of those tax bills, they have started to roll in. So they're coming out, and somebody asked the question, can I protest? Now, I know you're thinking, well, we tend to talk about this in the springtime. Property tax window, protest window tends to close mid-May. Can you still protest? Well, the answer is maybe. Stick around. We're going to hit that in the last segment, and I'll tell you if you can. And if you can, how? I've done it. So stick around. Hey, if you have any questions today, again, it's kind of a grab bag show sort of day. Give me a call. It's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. So going back to the trip and the fact that we were able to leverage our financial freedom, again, that we've built through our real estate investing, through single family houses and now passive investments in multifamily, in apartments. Yes, you too can invest in apartments. It's far easier than you may have thought. We're invested in both. And again, that allows us to travel. And I value travel. I've lived overseas. I spent a good portion of my life abroad, working, studying, traveling, etc. And we're trying to imbue that upon our four-year-old, starting locally, nationally here. In within the U.S. And across those 4 weeks, across those many states, you know, we just had a lot of opportunity to talk to people. And I'll tell you, I know that there's a lot of bitterness, a lot of division. The nation seems to be split in half. And at some levels, maybe it is. But we talked with people in each place that we stop. And people are people, you know, just like you and me. They have the same type of dreams. Maybe not precisely the same dream, but something in the similar vein and aspirations. They want the best for their family, just like I want the best for my family. And you want the best for your family. They want to be safe. They want to be secure. They want to have a roof over their heads. They want to do well. And after talking with so many people along the road, I come back renewed. I know my son has a broader horizon. He still talks about some of the people he met. Some of that was our extended family, but just some of the kids he got to play with and other people. And I just come back more optimistic, more hopeful, because those people are not our government, not the national one anyhow. Now, maybe they could be more active locally, I suppose, but I want you to remember that a lot of us out there are moving in the same direction. So even if you hear something else in the nightly news, or worse, from those entrenched jokers up there on Capitol Hill, we went right by there. Come on, son, move along. Nothing to see here. I want you to remember that. We are all trying to move in the same direction. There may be, you know, if you think in terms of the bell curve, sure, we've got those oddballs out on either end in the tails, but the vast majority of us are in the middle. We may have our slight differences. And if you've caught any of this show, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, or more importantly, I think Del Walmsley, the Del Walmsley Radio Show, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited a little over 30 years ago as an education and mentoring platform to help people like you and me become successful real estate investors, to buy back our time, to attain that financial freedom that lets you travel for 4 weeks or longer at a time. Maybe go overseas for that length of time. You do what you want, essentially. And Del, by the way, he's got a show on as well, 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. And if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, you can find the shows that have been archived there. But he'll tell you, you will hear him bring this up from time to time, just based on his 30 plus years experience. It does not matter who is in power, be it the big R's, the big D's, the Republicans, the Democrats. He will continue to invest. I will continue to invest. We will continue to invest and make money on our real estate investments. Housing is not going anywhere. Again, Dell, 30 plus years ago, founded the organization. He's seen the cycles, the ups and the downs, the changes of batons among the R's and the D's, and he just keeps on blazing, and you do the same. And again, I come back renewed and optimistic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Del Walmsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% of savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. And we've got a bit of a grab bag today. We're going to answer a variety of questions. One of those is, do you have a voice? And here I am thinking, in part, from a bit of a political bent, political angle. Also, I had a question. Saw someone post this concern of theirs. I think it's a bit of a mental hurdle they've put in front of themselves. And they're worried that they won't actually be able to become real estate retired due to health insurance. We're going to address that. And then I want to also hit the question, because it is October, and I just picked up at least one of my tax bills in the P.O. box after we returned yesterday from our four-week bump around the country in our RV bunker. The question, and I saw someone ask this, can I still protest? Well, can you? maybe you can. We'll talk about that. There's some very specific circumstances. We'll get to that towards the end of the program. But I think the big message and what I wanted to come out swinging with in the first segment is just based on our trip across the country, the people we've talked to, just regular people like you and me. We were up there hobnobbing on Capitol Hill with the politicians. We were just talking with the people that we met in the various parks and the places where we stopped, the museums, etc. And what I want you to take away from that is just do not hold back. Do not hold back on building your financial freedom because you are afraid of what the politicians are going to do next. Whether it's the Republicans, whether it's the Democrats, Del Walmsley's been doing this for 30 plus years, and he'll tell you point blank, it does not matter. It does not matter who is in power. We're going to continue to invest. We're going to continue to make money. And he's done that very thing for over three decades. So get started now so you can start to log your own track record of decades. Do not wait. Otherwise, you're just going to be waiting ad infinitum. Listening to the gloom and doom news tell you what's going wrong with the country. And what they're doing up on Capitol Hill to cause more problems. And we know, really, and you've probably heard this phrase, politics are local. Yes, we the people, the government for and by the people, that's the folks that we've elected. But truly, politics are local. You've probably heard the phrase as well, real estate is local. Incidentally, it doesn't have to be. Now, values, et cetera, are rent rates. So those are truly local. Those are going to be determined from market and submarket to submarket and so on. But if you think about an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, we are now national in scope. I'll get to a kind of a notion of what I'm going to call Sunbelt investing here in just a moment. But you've heard us say it here as well. Live where you want and invest where it makes sense. So in that sense, real estate for you does not necessarily have to be local. But politics are, and that means you, and that means me. And I attended an interesting, I guess not seminar, a panel, a discussion, a virtual session, in fact, while we were at a state park in Tennessee, and the topic was civic engagement, and the panel was comprised of Lifestyles Unlimited members, lead investors, a passive investor, not necessarily just leads, and single family. You know, we had good representation there, and they talked about that very thing, becoming engaged. And I have to ask you a question out the gate: what other real estate investment group that you're aware of out there hosts this level of discussion? We are talking about not just giving back as people that go out and better the community by taking rundown houses, fixing them up, giving people the best place to live, and doing this very same thing with apartment communities. But now we're out there talking about civic engagement, how to get involved. Now I confess, we were at a state park in Tennessee, and a storm blew in, so I missed. I had to jump away from the session to batten down the hatches, very much literally, as a storm came in. But the good news for me as a member is that that was recorded. I'll be able to go out to the education portal and catch the balance of that. But what I took away is that it does not take as much time as you may think to become involved. And again, this is a way to give back to your community and impact your community, but not just your community. Your business as well. Whether you are a single family investor like I am, multifamily lead investor, or a passive, it is a great way to help drive success towards your business as well. And there are a lot of ways to get involved. That includes obviously the local apartment associations. You know, I've been a single family investor for over 9 years, coming up on 10 years now. We actually joined the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas, which is the area where I'm based, probably back in 2013, very soon after we had our first couple of single family houses. They have a subgroup called the IRO group, independent rental owners. And that encompasses obviously apartment investors that have their own small multifamily, maybe big multifamily, but also us, the single family investor as well, because that's what we are. We are IROs. We are independent rental owners. Good place to get involved. Now you can go further and get on those communities or on those committees as part of that apartment association. We have a member that is now head of the NAA, the National Apartment Association Independent Rental Owner Committee. Good stuff. Another member that is the head of the Houston Apartment Association Board. Good stuff. This is what gives back, and this is what helps them drive a little bit of their success and our success as investors. So apartment associations, other groups around town, obviously your favorite charities, city council. Another one of the members, actually one of the members is that was on the panel, he's a member of his city council. Again, driving the discussion. City, maybe not city council, but you can get involved with any number of committees. I took a look, actually October, November, I think is where they pick new members for the committees here in my city. Library, for example. Parks, Zoning. Hey, I've got a rental house here in my city. Well, zoning can affect me, can't it? Especially if I want to continue to buy here. So get involved. And I think that fear that we have of what's going on at Capitol Hill, we can diffuse a little bit of that if we start to operate and make our voices heard at the local level. So can you be heard? Yes, you can. It's local. Now, I will tell you at the same time, when you do see that they're doing squirrely things up on Capitol Hill, you can make your voice known as well, and I do encourage you to do that. For example, we talked about this on an earlier show maybe a couple of weeks ago. As part of that $3.5 trillion package that they are working on pushing through on Capitol Hill, there is a component whereby they plan to disallow you as an investor. If you have an IRA that you are directing yourself, that's called a self-directed IRA, they want to take your control away and disallow your investment into private placement memoranda. That's how we invest typically in apartments, syndications, if it's something that requires that you be accredited, for example. I don't know if their goal there is, I don't know what their point is, but essentially the bottom line is it's going to take your control and your ability to make your decisions as an investor for your retirement, for your future, away from you. So what do? You let your congressman, congresswoman know, I do not agree with this part of that bill. Maybe there are other parts like, hey, reporting on if your bank account if you've had $600 worth of transactions. Seems pretty invasive to me. Let them know. But to come back to the main message here, politics is local, and you should get engaged, and you should get to know your community, and you can really drive some change that way. Again, I come back from 4 weeks of bumping around, at least between Texas and the East Coast and back, very much more hopeful after talking with as many people as we talked with out there. And I had a couple of interviews while I was out on the road, and one of those interviewees, you know, he said he's also very hopeful. Now, we weren't talking at this level. I'll tell you what he meant when we come back and talk just a little bit about that Sunbelt investing, and then let's talk about health insurance.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I've got a bit of an October grab bag today. My name's Andy Webb. I'm your host. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And I was just circling back, because we've just circled back after a four-week trip to the East Coast and back, whereby we talked to tons of people, and I just come back to you a little bit more optimistic. I'm generally optimistic as in nature, as it were, anyhow. But I just feel renewed and more hopeful and more positive. And I want you to as well. And I'll tell you, I think we talked in the last segment about civic engagement, whether it's becoming more engaged in your local community or taking action to work on your financial freedom. When you do something like that, when you take action, it's action. You're doing something. You will inherently feel more hopeful, more optimistic. So if you're sitting on your hands waiting for something to happen, I would really encourage you to take action today. If it is working on your financial freedom, I want you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the free workshop button, register for that. It's an hour and a half of your time. Doesn't take much. Do it from the comfort of your home. I did that from the comfort of my RV, in fact, just to touch base, see what the message was. It's pretty consistent. David Ruzicka is the presenter for the free workshop, does a great job. He hosts the show on Saturdays, by the way, as well. You can catch him on air if you like. But take some action there, and that will help propel you, help you push you in the direction of building that financial freedom. And boy, I think that optimism will come to you as well. Now, I want to talk just very quickly about Sunbelt investing, because this kind of ties in as well. I've had the opportunity to talk with and interview a number of guests lately, and one of those guests was Kevin in Georgia. We were just down the road from him in Tennessee, kind of close, you know, from my perspective as a guy sitting in Dallas-Fort Worth right now. And more recently, just this morning on another program, I had the opportunity, for example, to interview Gerard. He's in North Carolina. Lots of great investors at Lifestyles and lots of great people for me to talk to, for you to hear from on this program, on the Del Walmsley radio show when Al Gordon hosts guests during the week as well. And you can catch those as well at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab to catch those archives. But Kevin, he said it as well. He said that since becoming an investor, his outlook has changed. It has become more positive. He is more hopeful about the future. Now, I didn't ask him, and I don't know if he's paying attention to the jokers on Capitol Hill. I don't know. But I like his optimism, and I share it very much. And I hope you do, too. I hope you do, too. If you're moving in the right direction, you have every reason to. And I'll tell you as well, I mentioned the show I just had with, the interview I just had with Gerard. I came away personally inspired. He's doing things that my wife and I have talked about, shifting from single family to multifamily, and it's good to hear those interviews. It's good for me to host them, for sure, but I hope you can go catch those on the archives if you missed that on the podcast, and give those a listen, because I think you'll come away inspired as well. The numbers he gave today, wow, just phenomenal. If you want to be an IRO, an independent rental owner, somebody that takes down their own small multifamily community, you can do that. Maybe you want to be a lead investor. Well, that was the interview with Kevin. Also very inspirational. And those guys are they're located broadly in what we can call the Sun Belt. And we're seeing a lot of activity in the Sun Belt. Hey, who's moving? Who's moving to Texas? His whole shop. Tesla. They're coming to the Sun Belt. So we see a lot of investing activity, a lot of opportunity in places like Georgia, North Carolina. We have offices, brick and mortar offices in Phoenix, across that whole swath. Right? We've got a realty team operating in Georgia now. In fact, we've got a realty team in Tennessee now. And we have national mentors for both multifamily and single family to support you. If you're like me, if you're local in Texas and wanting to invest broader, farther afield in the Sun Belt. Now, it doesn't mean just the Sun Belt's a good place. Indiana, I saw a great deal cross my desk from Indiana recently. I've seen some in Kentucky, in Ohio. So there are other places as well, but just happens that I've had the opportunity to drive through and speak with investors in that very Sun Belt, and it's a good place to go. People are moving there en masse from California, like our good friend Elon Musk, from New York down to North Carolina. If you caught Gerard's story. So now moving on, another question I wanted to address today is that health insurance question. Now, where did I pick up this question? I was actually attending a case study again virtually just this past Thursday. In fact, we were parked in the RV, our last stop, in a Cracker Barrel. It's a restaurant, Cracker Barrel parking lot just south of Little Rock, Arkansas. They let you stay overnight, and my son loves it because what do we do in the morning? We go in and we get pancakes for breakfast. So when he was given the option, let's go there. Okay, you got it. No problem. Stay for free. Enjoy breakfast. But I attended the case study from the RV there in the parking lot, and there's a chat room, and I don't know who asked the question. I don't know if this is a member or someone that was visiting as a guest, but they were concerned about managing health insurance costs, because when you achieve your financial freedom and you become real estate retired, you may become actually retired from your job. And if you are like me in my mid-40s, I don't know how old this attendee was, but you may not be quite where you can, say, get Medicare. What do you do? Well, you have to go out and get private insurance, or maybe get on the exchanges. And that was her concern. If you're employed, what are you paying now? $100, $200, $300, maybe $400 a month? It's going to vary. Well, I happened to call one of the major health insurance companies recently, independent of this. This was a month or so ago. And I asked him, hey, if I want to insure my wife, my son, and myself with you, what's it going to cost me? And he said, about $800 to $900. I view the spread between those as not terribly significant if it means my true freedom, my true retirement. No more dependence on that job for that last little component that you're hanging on to, which is health insurance. But hey, you know, maybe it's higher. Let's say it's $1,600 or even $2,000. Now, I get it. That may seem daunting. And then that was the attendees' question. It's like, how do they afford this? How do they afford this? It seems like a big number. But and in fact, it could be that hurdle that's keeping you right now from taking action. But I don't want it to be, because guess what? Now you have a clear target. All you have to do is create the cash flow to address that very number. Whether it's $800 or $1,600 or $2,000. That's what we call chunking. Cash flow chunking. It's identifying chunks of expenses and matching inbound cash flow to those, or creating that inbound cash flow to match to those expenses. That could be your mortgage payment. That could be your RV bunker payment. Yes, we finance in order to hang on to our funds, in order to invest. That may be your car payment. That may be the monthly food bill. That may be that new higher insurance premium because you're no longer gainfully employed. You are real estate retired and fully retired. So if you think back, a common example I'll give is if your monthly expenses are $4,000 as a family, let's say, before the health insurance. Well, in Texas, if I can pick up a single family house, on average, I'm going to be cash flowing about $400. I don't care what market we're talking about, Houston, San Antonio, North Texas, $400. So I need 10 houses. All I have to do is add that additional chunk for health insurance on top of that to cover those future health premium costs. Chunk it. That's all you do. And if you've gotten to the point where you've matched your monthly expenses, that $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, whatever that number is, you already know the fact that it will not be hard to add a few more investments to cover that additional chunk. That's it. That's the cash flow chunking. Great way, great mindset approach to thinking about those expenses. And if you are, I understand it, health insurance is very, very expensive in this country, and it just keeps going up, doesn't it? Because, again, of what those jokers on Capitol Hill continue to do. And it probably will keep going up. So you just have to plan and appropriately allocate that cash flow chunk. Again, whether it's $800, $1,600, $2,000. $2,000 equates to 5 single-family houses. If you've done 10, if you've done 20, you can pick up another couple, another 5, or get into a few more multifamily investments. By the way, the attendee also said, hey, you have a higher premium on the exchange due to higher income, but you got to remember, as real estate investors, we enjoy tax advantages that essentially wash out that cash flow from our investments, and there are little to no taxes if you're doing it right. That becomes a non-issue. All right, stick around. We're going to address that question of taxes, by the way, and property taxes. Can you still protest?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. We're in the final segment today, and we've got a bit of a grab bag, October grab bag, addressing a number of questions, some observations as well. We talked about whether you have a voice, and you absolutely do. You can. You can have a voice if you choose in your community and even more broadly. And we talked just in the last segment about whether health insurance premiums may stop you from becoming real estate retired. They will if you let that become a hurdle in your own head and say, I cannot do it. I don't see how to do it. Figure out a way. Talk with other Lifestyles members, other investors that have done that very thing already, because they will have a solution for you. And quite simply, we talked about it. It's cash flow chunking. If it's going to cost you more to retire before you're of retirement age and can tap into Medicare to either procure that insurance coverage on one of the exchanges or privately. And it will cost you more if you're getting that compared to what you may be paying with an employer. It's just a matter then of adding a little more cash flow to your income from a single family house or two or three or four, maybe 5, or getting into a few more passive investments as a multifamily investor, or doing a lead deal or an IRO. Lots of options there on the multifamily side. But the point is, you just have to create a little more cash flow. And if you've gotten to the point where you're thinking about becoming real estate retired, then you know where I'm coming from. And you know that it is very easy to build that additional cash flow. If you don't, if you haven't gone down this path, you need to learn. And here again, I would encourage you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the free workshop button. It's an hour and a half of your time. Hear what we have to say. Hear how we make our money five or even six ways in apartments with real estate investing and some of the things we use to run our business. You'll get into some numbers there as well. So that may help you put a little bit more concrete picture into your head as to how that cash flow actually works. And why, when I say cash flow chunking, it's very easy to realize, okay, if I'm going to put this $400 expense, new expense into place, I need to offset it with a new cash flow chunk. Go get a house. It is really that easy. Now, you've gotten that house or houses, and you've been out on a four-week trip in your RV bunker, and you come home Saturday, you go to the P.O. box, you open the door, it is crammed full. I want to buy your house, sell me your house, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then there's that pink letter and that blue letter. Those are from the county tax assessors. Tax time. October tax bills are rolling in. The money's due. Well, it's not quite due yet. It's due October, but you have till the end of January to pay that. We may talk about that here in just a second, but what I really want to get to today is a question I saw just a day or so ago in one of the Facebook groups I follow for real estate investors and a newer investor, clearly not a Lifestyles member, because I think he would have known the answer to this. He asked the question, I've gotten my tax bill. Can I protest my taxes? And the big response he got was no. You can't. And generally, that is true. Typically, you have until the new tax filing deadline is May 15th in the state of Texas, or 30 days after you get that appraisal notification from the county appraisal district. So it's a bit of a sliding scale, but generally mid-May. If you haven't filed your protest by then, it's too late. Except, yes, there is an exception. There's a part of the tax code, and you may want to jot this down, or feel free to send me an email later, askandy@luinc.com. I can point you to a good article on the topic. But there's a part of the Texas tax code called Section 25.25D4, and it allows you to actually protest later in the year. There are three requirements. Number one, the property has to have been purchased after the filing deadline. Okay, so to the gentleman asking the question, when did you buy your house or houses that you're talking about protesting? If it was after that filing deadline, you still have an option, maybe. That's number one. Number two, this is the important part, one of the important parts anyhow, tax assessed value. So the value they have on the appraisal district website or on the tax rolls must be overvalued by at least 33% of the corrected value. In other words, let's say you bought it for $85K and they have you on the tax rolls at $115K. You're 35% overvalued. So you could go protest if you bought it after the filing deadline. And finally, the protest has to be filed on or before January 31 of the next calendar year. Why? That's really the drop-dead date for paying those taxes, at least before interest begins to accrue. So if you have purchased the property after the filing deadline, it is overvalued on the tax rolls by at least 33%, and you file before January 31st, you are entitled to protest. So if you bought it in June, July, August, and you haven't filed that protest and you meet that 33%, do it. You can save yourself some money on that tax bill, but it gets even better. Here's the cool part. Depending on when you bought that property, you might actually make some money on the process, not just save taxes, but make some money. How? Okay, well, let's think about this. So we're in October now, and let's say you close on the property October 1st. And if you've gone through this process before, you may know this, you may have noticed this. If not, I'll explain it to you. Anytime you close October 1 or later, if the taxes have been finalized with the county, the title company is going to hold back that tax payment at closing, and they are going to make the payment to the county. So let's take an example. I just mentioned a couple of numbers. Let's say they have you on the tax rolls on a property at $115,000. And tax rate, let's say, is about 3.4%. That gets my tax bill right now to $4,000. So when I close, title company holds that back, makes the payment on my behalf. By the way, taxes are going to be prorated on the closing statement. So the seller, they're responsible up to October 1. That's three quarters of the year. They're responsible for $3,000 of those taxes. I'm responsible for the balance, $1,000. That gets us to the $4,000. That gets paid. Now, I bought it for $85,000 because I bought right. I'm buying an asset that needs some work. I'm following the Lifestyles model. Well, that is clearly at a discount to what they have on the tax rolls, and in fact, it's 35% below. So I can follow this Section 2525D part of the Texas tax code and go ahead and protest. So I send in my protest. In fact, I pulled up a letter. This is the very first house we bought. We closed on it August 15th. It's dated September 26th, 2012. Dear Chairman, on August 15, 2012, I purchased blah, blah address in Louisville for $102,000. The current assessed value is 50% over the purchase price. Under Section 25.25D, I wish to protest the current assessed value of $154K and request that it be adjusted to my purchase price. I sent in the HUD-1, the closing documents that shows the purchase price. I sent in the repair estimates. I sent in some pictures because it was a wreck. And guess what? They lowered the value. So going back to our example, when they lower that value from 115 to 85K, what happens? Well, now they go in, they recalculate the taxes due at 3.4%. That takes it down from 4K to a little south of 3. So now a refund is due. What do? The tax assessor sends that $1,000. They've already gotten paid. They already received the $4,000, but hey, new calculation, you overpaid, they send out $1,000. That's essentially what you paid on the closing document, or that was your prorated share. Sometimes it's higher. We've done this a number of times and actually made money doing this, or at least saved on our tax bill. Sometimes they send it to you directly. Sometimes they send it to the title company. Sometimes the title company disperses that to both sides. I've seen that happen as well. Had that argument. But it's a very good way to make some money. And yes, you can continue to protest if you meet those three criteria. If you're just catching the show, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You'll find the program on the radio tab as part of our podcast archives. Also, I would tell you, if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, at the bottom, there's a search bar. Just put in tax protest. And there's a good article on there. I can point this to you as well if you email me at askandy@luinc.com. But there was a good article posted there years ago, actually, when I started, by Mike Hanna. He's with Investmark Mortgage. I had him on the show last year to talk property tax protesting, and he gets into this very topic as well. So you can read a little more details about Section 2525D. I think the letter I used way back then I got from that very, very gentleman. Again, good place to go to learn more and how to proceed. So do it. If you bought your property after the filing, if you have a good enough spread in there to where you can, 33% or greater, go ahead and file it and save yourself some money, maybe even make some money. So grab bag today, sundry topics, and I'll tell you whether it is getting granular, getting very detailed about specific topics like we just did, about making money with Section 2525D of the tax code, or a specific topic like civic engagement, great virtual panel that I was able to attend from a state park, from the RV bunker, or whether it's getting inspired by other successful members, people we bring onto this program as guests, people that come to our case studies and present and share. I'm telling you now, Lifestyles Unlimited is the place to be. You've got less than one quarter left in the year. What are you going to do with that time? Less than a quarter to go. I would very strongly encourage you, go check out our free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the free workshop button, and learn more. And get started. And get involved. And get inspired. And become hopeful and become optimistic. I come back to you again 4 weeks on the road, very much optimistic. Pleased with the people I talked with, I spoke with. Great conversations. It's a great, great country we have out there. Get involved and start to build your financial freedom. I thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.